Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. I hope you use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's really easy to do either one, to subscribe or unsubscribe. And, of course, we've got articles and archives, and the Brain Trust members are there. You can find all those, all of our smart guys there. And you got our knowledge base, the blog, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff to help you with your small business. You got 5 seconds to 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, the poll question. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Answer the question, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. Every week's a different question. Bob Bly is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. And Bob is the author of the Marketing Plan Handbook. Bob, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Best way to find me is my website, which is my last name, Bly, B as in boy, Ly.com.
All right, so check that out. And Bob, the books now, they're available on your website as well, right?
Yeah, they're available in bookstores or right through the website.
Yeah. Bob, we're talking about the metamorphosis of advertising and how that's changing because of the internet. The thing is, Bob, if you had become, let's say over the last 10 years, you became a world-class expert at marketing on the internet, advertising on the internet, well, then along comes social media and disrupts that whole plan. So there are a lot of things going on. There are a lot of disruptors out there right now, Bob. And so how does a small business find the right mix between traditional advertising, which still has a place, and some of the new stuff?
Well, there's two shortcuts. Number one is look at the competition, especially the bigger competition. In certain fields, for example, that where I work in, you see that the competition is selling through space ads. And if those ads are repeated in the newspapers and magazines over and over again, you know it's working for them, and therefore it can work for you. Secondly, mm-hmm. once you determine that, test small. In other words, I had a client that had me write an email marketing message and said, I'm going to send this to a list of 1 million. And I gasped. I said, just rent 10,000 names and see what the response is, and then you can roll out to 100,000, and if that does well, right, you can roll out to 1 million. But he ignored me.
No, really? Because you know you're not going to – I mean, the chances you're getting it right the first time are like 1 in 1,000.
And people don't understand that. I think that's a very important point.
Well, it's because we think we're so smart, Bob.
Yeah. Most marketing campaigns initially don't work, or they don't work as well as you would have hoped, and they have to be refined.
And sometimes you just change one word, or you change a color, or you change a headline, or the call to action. It could be anything, couldn't it?
I have seen an example where someone changed literally one letter in the headline and significantly boosted the response to an ad.
So folks, the point here is, regardless of what you're doing, test it first. Try something. Maybe even, sometimes, Bob, one of the classic ways is, and isn't it interesting that we're still using classic approaches to new technologies? But the thing is do two of them simultaneously, and make sure you can tell which way your responses are coming from, and see which one does the best.
Yeah, we call that an A-B split, and it's still the best way to go.
There you go. And so, you have any ideas with regard to the new technologies? I mean, most of us know how to place an ad in the traditional media. What about the new technology, the new on the internet or email marketing or whatever? Any ideas there?
Yeah, I mean, in internet marketing, one thing you can do is, we talked about limiting to a small test. A lot of people will bid on a keyword in Google for pay-per-click advertising and just let it run. They don't realize that Google lets you put a cap on, so you can let it run up to $1,000 or up to $2,000,
right,
and then see your results. So internet marketing is actually easier and quicker to test than print advertising.
Do you recommend internet marketing? I mean, what do you recommend?
Well, there's lots of things that work on internet marketing, but from my personal experience, I recommend landing pages. In other words, if you want to generate leads or sales, put up a landing page, and I recommend email marketing as a way to drive traffic from your list to your landing pages.
What about keywords? You mentioned that a minute ago.
Extremely important. I do keyword research all the time because the keyword tells you, let's say you want to sell something on the internet, you know, that has a keyword. You can research before you even launch it on a variety of tools like WordTracker.com to see, are people searching for this on the internet? If they're not,
right,
you're gonna, you know, the web is not going to be a good medium for you.
Right. And of course, it depends on who your audience is, doesn't it? If you're marketing to folks who've got a little gray hair, they look for opportunities in different places than the kids do, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, some of them are very computer literate, but a lot of them are print oriented.
Well, and just because you're on the computer doesn't mean you're using it the same way as other generations are.
I agree.
In terms of seeing what they see in terms of advertising. Hey, Bob, give us your website one more time, please.
It's my last name, Bly, B as in boy, Ly.com.
Bly.com. Can't be any easier than that. Check out his books. His new one is The Marketing Plan Handbook. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
I'll see you soon.
Bob Bly. Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.